Now we have two files on set timeout, which is a very useful capability. Set timeout has two arguments. One is a function to be called, specified in quotes. The second is a time, specified in milliseconds. It returns a handler, which handler can be handed to another built-in intrinsic function, clear timeout, which clears this current timeout. Normally, timeout will call calculate the JavaScript expression, which is its first argument. If you clear it before the time interval has expired, it will just stop and not execute that particular expression. So set timeout starts a timer, which causes this expression JXX to be evaluated after the time interval, which, as I mentioned before, is specified not in seconds but in milliseconds. So you can use this to animate text or images, or a daemon that's meant to do something every now and then. The example we'll show soon is that of a clock, where we just update the clock time every second. Notice that set timeout is not a loop. It just is a single timing. If you want a loop where you do things, which you usually do, where you do things every so often, like every so many milliseconds, you just call set timeout at the end of your processing of what happens when the first set timeout returns.